Chapter 23. A Broken Fingernail.
"What now?" asked Fournier.
Poirot looked round.
"Ah, here is Mademoiselle Jane. I suggest that you go and begin lunch. I will join you as soon as I can."
As Fournier and Jane sat down in the dining room, she asked,
"So, what is Anne Morisot like?"
"Medium height, dark, with a pointed chin. And she is married."
"Was her husband there too?"
"No, he is in America."
Fournier told Jane all about Anne Richards. Poirot joined them as he was finishing the story.
"Well, my friend?" asked Fournier.
"I spoke to Mère Angélique. She confirmed that Mrs. Richards was brought up at her convent. The mother left Quebec with a French businessman. She sent money for the child regularly, but never suggested a meeting. Anne Morisot left the convent 6 years ago to become a lady's maid. In that position, she travelled to Europe. She wrote to Mère Angélique twice a year. When she saw a report of the inquest in the paper, Mère Angélique realized that this Marie Morisot was probably the same Marie Morisot who had lived in Quebec."
"What happened to Giselle's husband?" asked Fournier.
"His name was Georges Le Mans, and he was killed in the early days of the war."
Poirot paused, and then said suddenly,
"What did I say? Not in my last comment, but the one before. I believe it was something relevant."
He sighed.
"Ah, well, it is of no importance."
As Jane picked up her bag and gloves at the end of the meal, she gave a little cry of pain.
"What is it, mademoiselle?"
asked Poirot.
"Oh, nothing," she laughed. "Just a broken nail. I must file it."
"Ah, yes. I remember now where I have seen Anne Morisot before,"
said Poirot quietly.
"In the aeroplane on the day of the murder. Lady Horbury sent her to fetch a nail file. Anne Morisot was Lady Horbury's maid."